And excited to have on the line as we head into race week. We've got a naval officer from the U.S. Naval Academy, NASCAR driver, team owner, and just like a general force of positivity in every single way, the one only Jesse Iwuji. Jesse, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's great to have you. It is great to have you. So here is one of the things, and I've shared this in a bunch of different times over the years, is the first time that I had the opportunity to talk to Kyle Petty. And this was 20 plus years ago before Chicagoland Speedway. It was when it was just starting. Everyone was excited. And I was thinking, well, how are kids going to get into racing? Let's say a kid sees this. They want to be this. They're saying, like, how do they do it? And it's not like a regular sport. Like, you went out for football, Division I football, yeah, and Naval Academy. How do you do it? And his answer to me, Jesse, was know someone with a lot of money. That was it. and I don't know what a kid is supposed to do with that. So flash forward all of those years, you have lived that journey in a bunch of ways. You know, you and I have known each other a number of years, and you've always taken and been so resourceful, whether it's the social media side, but always with that positivity side. So talk a little bit about, you know, your journey from getting out of the Naval Academy to now here you are. It's NASCAR.
Yeah. No, it's been a pretty exciting journey. Obviously, not an easy one at all. And yeah, it is. People always talk about, you know, when it comes to motorsports and racing, right? It's a kind of this pay to play type sport, because it's a lot different than football and basketball. When you look at, you know, football, basketball, you know, typically you go through the route of playing in middle school, high school, college, and then all of a sudden, you know, getting recruited from there, getting drafted, and then, you know, going off to the pros. And then these multi-billionaires and trillionaires who own these teams, you know, they're making money off the stadiums and other stuff, and that's how they pay their players. In motorsports, these teams, you know, the only assets we own are cars and you know, we have our shops and other equipment and stuff like that, but we don't really have these revenue-generating systems like these big NFL and, you know, and basketball teams, you name it. So, you know, for us, yeah, everything is kind of driven off of sponsorship. So that's why these brands come into the sport that has a lot of eyeballs on it, like NASCAR, and they support these teams because they get really great advertising and marketing, and they support the drivers. You know, for this weekend coming up, we have this amazing driver coming in, Andre Castro. He fits our mission. It fits our purpose so well with him being this Colombian driver. It kind of helps out with this diversity side we're going with, because even with what you mentioned, you know, like, let's dive back even deeper. Like, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, kids from inner city Chicago, kids from inner city New York, Dallas, wherever around the world, they don't have the type of funding that's necessary to get into motorsports. Andre was able to grind and figure things out and continue to work his way through the ranks of you know, open wheel racing and racing in Europe. And then he was able to link up with the University of Chicago. And, you know, he went to school there, and they were able to support him for this race. So it's great seeing these educational institutions now coming into as well, supporting the kids that have gone to their school, spent a lot of money and time at their schools, and now they're giving back to someone who's going after this dream, trying to get into NASCAR.
Well, you know, so Jesse, I mean, you mentioned it, and the school that you went to is one of those sort of aspirational elite institutions of higher learning, right? The Naval Academy and University of Chicago, a little point of pride here. You know, it's one of the top schools in the country academically. It is a really great thing. And that's one of the things that, as you know, I've always covered motorsports here, based here, but all around the country, you know, that Chicago doesn't have maybe some current day, present day, a lot of ties in or fits in with racing, specifically with NASCAR. It's been sort of this educational process to go ahead and tie it in. There's a lot of race fans here, but we just haven't had that racing presence here. So for you to be able to bring in not only the diversity side, which is such a big part of it, because we have just a huge, vibrant Hispanic community here, and then the school side of it, right, with University of Chicago, one of those great and iconic institutions that's located here, but also, too, it's, you know, this is higher learning. This is everything. One of the things that I thought was really cool in my conversations about Andre is that on the simulator side, and this is where you have been able to bridge that gap in a bunch of ways over the years, and it is really, I would see it as the future. You know, when you're trying to identify new talent, whether it's, you know, in markets where you don't have that established racing infrastructure, or maybe it's inner city where it's a sort of a foreign sport to a lot of the kids, to find that next great generation of drivers and personalities is not easy, and e-racing is the way.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. So, you know, with you know, it's funny because many years ago, you know, parents would always tell their kids, hey, get off those video games. You're wasting your time. It's never going to do anything good for you. You know, go grab your books, go study, which obviously, you know, education is huge, right? You know, all kids should study, stay in school, right? Stay in school, it's cool. But, you know, nowadays we're starting to see this flip where esports is starting to be recognized a lot more. People are starting to respect it more. Eyeballs are going there. There's a lot of attention there. And now, you know, there's a lot of companies putting a lot of funding into it, right? So, you know, for kids growing up who are looking to get into motorsports, you know, obviously getting into a go-kart or getting into a Legends car or a late model or some type of sports car or whatever, you know, all that stuff costs a lot of money. But a simpler way of doing it, which is, you know, technology has advanced a lot, you know, since, you know, playing on those 8-bit systems back in the day, Super Nintendo, this and that, you know, technology has advanced a lot more, is jumping into sim racing. And sim racing basically is simulating racing, you know, on your PC or if you have a console. And it's so good nowadays. It simulates real life. The cars, the feel, the dynamics, the setups, everything feels as close to real life as possible. So you can basically buy this simulator rig, put in your house, and yeah, it costs a little bit of money, but it's a one-time spend. You're not spending it every single weekend. And you go spend a couple bucks on that. You get a steering wheel, the pedals, the shifter. You have a screen in front of you, a good computer, or you use a console like Xbox or PlayStation, whichever, you know, whatever platform you're looking to jump on. And then you can train on there every single day. Whether you want to train for 12 hours, you want to train for 1 hour a day, it doesn't cost you tires. It doesn't cost you fuel. You can make mistakes and hit the reset button. And now kids are jumping into this simulator racing space. And now for teams like us, we can look at kids who are in that space and see, okay, they have potential, they have talent. Yeah. Let's see how that translates to real life. And in sim racing, it's one of the only esports out there that you can truly go from virtual to reality. If I'm playing on, you know, one of the basketball video games or football video games, you can't translate. That doesn't make me Tom Brady.
Unfortunately.
I'm not going to be Tom Brady. But in sim racing, if I get really good at sim racing, you know, at home, you can actually translate those skills over to real life racing. And then also too, with all the setups on there and how the cars are, the dynamics and how you can adjust all the settings on the cars. I mean, it's all real life information in there. So now there's a STEM aspect with that too as well, where you're in a way kind of looking at science, engineering, and math, because you're trying to make the car faster on there, but you can translate the same exact bit of knowledge to the real life car and actually make your car faster too as well.
So I know there's a lot of parents that are saying, come on, really? And we all get it, right? If you get the latest NBA game, it's not going to make you 6'10", right? And you can learn all that stuff as real as it looks. But racing, and Jesse, you spoke to it, like, it is as one-to-one, it is as practical and usable experience as it gets, right? And you mentioned, you know, parents may be skeptical. I'm sure, you know, William Byron's mom was probably skeptical, and now look at, right, he's at the top of the Cup Series and one of those great drivers, and he is one of those case in points, right? Because his background was mostly sim.
Yeah, and it's mostly sim. And now, you know, we're finding these kids who are out there running, and we're putting on tournaments. So, you know, we have this thing called the E-Racing Association. And with the E-Racing Association, our whole goal is to basically put on these tournaments, you know, every other month, every quarter, we're putting on tournaments on multiple different platforms, from Mario Kart all the way up to iRacing, where the serious sim racers are. And obviously Mario Kart isn't really sim racing, but it's something for kids to get into, you know, early. And then from there, they can graduate up to like an iRacing or a Forza or something like that. But we're putting on these tournaments, and people can jump in, whether you're, you know, 10 years old or you're 65 years old, anybody can jump in. And they're competing in these tournaments. Not only are they competing for fun, but there is prize money. So yeah, you can actually jump in there and win thousands and thousands of dollars. You can train yourself, compete against the best in the world, go out there, potentially win $4,000 every single time you go out and compete in our bigger events. And then all of a sudden, these folks are making a little bit of a living. They can actually use that money to translate over to jumping into real-life motorsports. And also, too, they're getting a lot of views by, you know, being seen during our streams, because we've, you know, been able to stream with different platforms. You know, we've had some great assistance by NASCAR helping us stream on their platform. iRacing helps us stream on their platform, you name it. I mean, it's been really, really good. It's been growing, and the E-Racing Association will continue to put on events, and they actually will have a great presence at this upcoming Chicago race, which is awesome, with the e-racing Turn 7 Sky Deck at Venue 6.
We're going to talk about all that when we come back. You talk about jumping in on things, and we'll talk a tiny bit about when we come back. Emmitt Smith, right, the all-time, you know, rushing leader for the NFL, and he is your partner in a lot of this, so bringing a lot of attention. You've obviously inspired him in a bunch of ways, and if you can see it, you can be it. And people, there are going to be so many people that are going to experience racing for the first time, seeing it on the streets of Chicago, and say, I want to do that. How can I do that? And you have some pathways, not only to see it, but also to be able to be it through the e-racing. So, Jesse, would you hold on? When we come back, we're going to continue that conversation, plus an amazing opportunity to go ahead and experience this this weekend's events and be able to see it in one of the best vantage points possible. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. And as the entire city is gearing up for street race weekend, we are excited to have on the line. He's a naval officer, NASCAR driver, team owner, e-racing co-founder, the one and only Jesse Iwuji. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
So as a football guy, and of course, this is a big football town too. You know, obviously, a great sports town. It may not have as deep a racing roots on the surface on a daily basis. When it comes to football, though, you know, Chicago gets it, right? And so Emmitt Smith is a guy who translates all of that stuff. You have to appreciate what he did in the career part of those great Cowboys teams. And whether you loved him or whether you hate the fact that he beated you, you have to appreciate Emmitt Smith and a force of positivity as well. My wife was saying when I mentioned, hey, we were going to be doing some stuff with you and Emmett, she's like, you're the Dancing with the Stars guy? And I'm like, yeah. So he's a great dancer as well. Got to recognize that. So Jesse, how did you guys hook up and how did you get him hooked on racing?
Yeah, no, Emmett's an awesome guy. And, you know, we got linked up a few years ago when one of his companies that he owns or co-owns, he had as a sponsor on one of my first few NASCAR Xfinity Series starts. And that was kind of our initial meeting. And then, you know, my agent, Matt Casco, he had a great relationship with Emmett, has been around Emmett for 20 plus years. And, you know, when we were thinking about getting this team going and starting our own team at Jesse Iwuji Motorsports, we wanted to bring in a big name, somebody who was recognizable, not in the racing world, but recognizable in other sports world, because we wanted to, you know, merge different worlds together and, see how that was going to go. So we reached out to Emmett, and Emmett was on board pretty quick. I mean, he believed in the mission and what we were doing with the team. He believed that, you know, motorsports needed to continue to diversify and grow. He believed in all the STEM initiatives that we were about. He believed in just everything we wanted to do with this team to create an opportunity-generating system. And once we brought him on board, it's been great. We talk with Emmett almost pretty much every week. He's a very busy guy. I don't think I've ever had a meeting with him where he was actually sitting at home. Usually he's in an airport about to board a plane, or wow, he's getting off the plane, or he's about to go on stage and speak in front of a crowd of 10,000 people. So,
wow,
it's been great.
He's a busy guy. Yeah, he's a great guy to have involved. Obviously, you know, a positive guy doing so many things, and he is bringing more attention to what it is that you're doing. And he is going to be in Chicago with you at that Venue 610. And I got to say, for the people, so this has never happened before. We don't have a traditional racetrack or stadium or stands or anything, right? So it's hard for people to know exactly what to want or where to be. But I've got to say, this venue that you guys have, talk a little bit about it, Jesse. This is an amazing space.
Yeah, so Venue 610, the E-Racing Association has the whole building secured. So it's pretty much the best view in town when it comes to the race. Yes, there's a lot of ground level stuff that people can go to, stands and everything, out in the heat, out in the elements. But at Venue 610, you're indoors. It's a full glass space on the side, so you can see everywhere on the track. I mean, you can see Turn 7. You can see Turn 6. You can see almost all the corners in the track from the building, especially the higher you go on it. And it's an opportunity for people to go there, different executives there from different companies who will be in the building. So it'll be a great networking opportunity for professionals out there who want to go to the race, but also utilize it as an opportunity to network with some great execs. There's tickets for the building to go in, and, those tickets range from anywhere from $500 to $1,500. Even at 1 p.m. there, I believe on Saturday, There's going to be an open house where different CEOs, CMOs, brand managers, all those type of decision makers can come in, meet, meet, greet, and network, and see if, you know, maybe it's an opportunity for their brand, their company to start entering the NASCAR space and working with our team and seeing what we have going on and seeing where we can build from there. But there's a lot of great opportunities there. Venue 610 is right there on Michigan Avenue, and it's the best the best view in the house because of how tall the building is, and it's a glass space, and just a beautiful place. It's awesome that E-Racing Association has secured it, and anybody who wants to reach out about it, just, you know, reach out to Kevin Johnson at kevin@eragaming.gg.
Kevin@eragaming.gg. We'll have links up at wgnradio.com for that. And here's the thing. So people are hearing this, and but a lot of the tickets that are available for this are super expensive. What you have to understand, though, too, is that this also includes hospitality, right? So this isn't just, hey, a seat somewhere. It's a controlled environment. Indoor. But yeah, talk about the extra amenities.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of great hospitality there with food, drinks, everything you can want. And the biggest thing is, you know, it's Chicago in the middle of summer, so it can be pretty warm. And, you know, some people don't want to be outside in the elements. So it's a great opportunity to be somewhere inside, be able to still view the race, but also networking with some great people. We have food, drinks, everything you can want, a lot of great people there, and just a great opportunity to have a good time. And a great experience at this first ever street race that's happening in Chicago.
To be able to get some of the tickets online, I know you got with Tailgater, you've got, and you could just probably Google Chicago street race on that Tailgater site, and there's a way to get some tickets online as well. But there also is an opportunity for, because part of this is to help educate, you know, racing isn't just the drivers on the tracks, it's the business community, and you've seen some of the great companies get in on this, some of our iconic brands, but there's a lot of companies that don't have that history or familiarity with racing and don't maybe know where to start, right? So you have an opportunity for people that are, if you're at that sort of C level, right, with a company that may want to get involved or at least learn more, right? There's an opportunity for them to come in and sort of be your guest, right?
Yeah, they can come in, be our guest, and you check it out and just kind of slow play their way in, you know, see what it's about. You know, I always tell people who maybe don't have any kind of familiarity with racing, just come to an event. I have never had anyone who's come to an event and ever been like, you know what, hey, that's not for me. But that will never happen. I've seen people do that for other events, but for racing, you come and you experience it that close, up and personal, seeing these cars running by, you know, hearing the sound, smelling the burning rubber, like everything. I mean, it's just an incredible experience that no one ever forgets, and people always want to come back afterwards. It's just an amazing experience. But to not only do that, but also be able to connect your professional life to it as well, connect your business contacts, your company, whatever it is. And there's ways to bring that into the sport, bring it into with our team, also into even the E-Racing Association. Let's say your company looks to support more of the e-sports side of things. You know, you're looking to do more of the virtual things in real life. There's all these different ways to tie it in, and we're able to do that. And by having this building secured, Venue 610 with the E-Racing Association and Skydeck, Turn 7 Skydeck. I mean, it's a great opportunity to come there and meet some folks and see where you can be.
Here's the other side. So obviously great vantage points, some of the best to be able to watch the action. It's a road race, right? So you're never going to be able to see the whole thing as if it was an oval in front of you. So you're going to have to try to pick your spots. And this is a great one. You got the hospitality, the food and drinks, but also we've talked a lot about simulators. They'll be there too.
Yep. So simulator too. So, you know, there's a lot of folks who are like, man, this looks really, really cool. And I wish I could jump into a real race car, but obviously I can't. But man, how can I figure out a way to just kind of feel what the drivers feel? And that, well, one thing that we're going to have at Venue 610 with the E-Racing Association Turn 7 Skydeck is there's going to be a bunch of racing simulators there with the actual track loaded up into the simulator. So if anybody wants to test their skills, anybody out there who's like, hey, on the highway, I feel like I'm a race car driver. Well, let's put your skills to test on the simulator there at the event. We'll have multiple of them there so people can jump in, test out their skills, have fun. If they don't do good, it's okay. It's not a tryout for the real thing. But hey, if we find some people who do, you're talking to them a little bit more after
you're doing it, right? You're planting the seed saying it's all possible. You may just have some fire suits ready for them. Just like, here, put this on. What are you doing tomorrow? That's what you're going to say. All right, Jesse, as we let you go, and of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Give people in the next like 30 seconds or so information how they can either get more information on everything available and some of the opportunities.
Yeah. So one of the ways, especially with the E-Racing Association Turn 7 Skydeck, just head to eragaming.gg/ Chicago/. Just type that in and head to the E-Racing Association website there, and you'll be able to see some more stuff on Chicago and Venue 610. Also, once again, if you want to just reach out directly to Kevin Johnson, who's heading up the whole thing, you can email him at kevin@eragaming.gg. You can reach out to them, and if you're looking to get some tickets or bring some business associates there, your company, you name it, if you want to host some guests, reach out to him, and he can get you all set up. Once again, we got tickets for sale for the building, so folks can come and enjoy their time there. We got food, drinks, a lot of business folks there that you can connect with. It's going to be an amazing time. And then also, too, for our racing team, if you want to learn more about our racing team, you know, just head to www.jesseiwujimotorsports.com. That's JESSEIWUJI Motorsports.
All right, Jesse, we're going to talk to you a couple more times throughout the course of the week, and look forward, super excited as everybody is, to see you, Emmett, and everybody in town for the street race weekend. So, Jesse, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you for having me.